Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerebro, and I have the pleasure to have today on iHeartRadio a wonderful, wonderful artist. The name of the artist is N Rackers. Let me spell it for you. It's N-R-A-A-K-O-R-S. And they have released a beautiful song called The Jack in the Box Gets a New Bicycle. Let me repeat it. The Jack in the Box Gets a New Bicycle. Beautiful title. He's going to tell us about all of that. And we have James with us today over the phone. James, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for being with us. So the first question I have, can you tell us the origin of the name of the band? And who is in the band? What is the band?
The band is a studio project. We're not actually, you know, a live thing. I 4 years ago, I decided it was time to get some of this songs and instrumentals that I had roughs for, get them completed. So I was able to find between former bandmates for other bands I was in, I was able to find Joseph Norman, who is the co-composer on this piece, and he was able to take what were sort of jazz improv songs and turn them into trios and duets. And Gigi Macabre, who was the co-lyricist, who was able to take sometimes very simple, almost minimal bits of lyrics, or some places I had more complete ones and fill them out for songs. So in all, there were three people for the instrumentals. There was Anastasia Schultz on piano, and you know, I think I remember all these names. Tracy Kramer on cello, and Jonathan Wilson on saxophone. The saxophone tends to sound to some people more like clarinet. So you get those three featured on this piece.
And indeed, what a beautiful piece you guys have done. So when was, I should say, the band formed, started?
Well, it was about 4 years ago we started working together on it, and it took a few years to get things done and completed. And then the more people you have involved, the longer it takes to find studio dates to get everybody together to do the recordings.
And indeed, you did beautiful recordings together. So now let's fast forward to this beautiful new track called The Jack in the Box Gets a New Bicycle. Why this long, beautiful title? And tell us the story of the song.
Well, the titles, when we give them to the songs, are supposed to, the pieces are supposed to engage people. They tell a story in and of themselves, and sometimes how it's connected to the music isn't as obvious. But in this case, I always envisioned the main theme in this as representing the friendship of the bicycle with the square wheel on the Island of Misfit Toys from the classic Christmas film Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I thought the most unlikely pairing for a friend there with the bicycle would be the Charlie in the Box. Can't call it Charlie in the Box because then the people who own the rights to the film will get mad. But anyway, so the Jack in the Box. And I always envisioned the two of them escaping together, the Jack in the Box riding on one pedal, sort of jumping up and down, trying to evade Santa sending them off to a home where the kids would play with them for a little bit and then lose interest in it. So that was sort of what I had in the back of my mind. So it's a longer but descriptive title.
And a beautiful title that we won't forget for sure. The Jack in the Box Gets a New Bicycle. What would you say is the genre of your music, and who are your music influences?
Well, our genres range from, sort of just free-form jazz to more metal influence, to classic rock, to one of the instrumentals on the album is sort of electronica, and another one is blues jazz. This particular piece and a couple of others, I'd say, is sort of neoclassical meets French film scores. I have a wide range of musical interest, and Gigi Macabre has a different one, and Joseph Norman has his own sets of interests, and we overlap on some weird areas, but everybody is allowed to bring their sort of vision to developing the final sound of the pieces. So I guess we're listed as sort of alt rock, prog rock, but it's not easy to classify the band.
Indeed. You guys are really unique. What are your next projects before we say goodbye to each other? What is next for you?
We've got a few more videos to go with some of the material from the last recording session. So we've got the videos to me are as important as the music. And so each of the people involved with the music, the videos, was given freedom to bring their response to the music. So I find those as exciting as getting the music done. And right now, Joseph and Jonathan and I, I've got three or four songs that we're starting to work on, and then there's an instrumental that we're getting finished up and hoping to be in the studio this fall or early winter with something that's maybe even wider ranging than the material that's out from our first sets of recording sessions.
And we will definitely be there to support your beautiful music. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerebro, and I had the pleasure to have today on iHeartRadio and many other platforms the wonderful Mr. James from the band NRAKORS. Let me spell it out for you. It's NRAKORS. The band has released this beautiful new track called The Jack in the Box Gets a New Bicycle. What a beautiful, beautiful track, full of joy, very interesting. And you can definitely check them out on all the platforms, but you don't need to go anywhere, because right now we are playing the track, The Jack in the Box Gets a New Bicycle. More music to follow up on iHeartRadio. Stay tuned for more.